Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is clear today. In Tel Aviv, expect sunny skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem will see similar conditions with mild temperatures. Haifa enjoys a bright sunny day, while Eilat is warmer, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, the Battalion 603 has dismantled entire villages and Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon, despite being under heavy fire earlier this hour. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, former President Trump says the U.S.-Iran war is very close to ending, as a ceasefire deal is reportedly near. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports winds of 1983 are blowing through Lebanon, as it struggles to free itself from the influence of Iran. Separately, ex-CEOs reveals that Rubio has launched direct negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. This follows pressure from Trump on Netanyahu to de-escalate. And finally, I-24 News reports that IDF Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco was killed in Lebanon. His death marks the 13th Israeli soldier lost since the beginning of Operation Roaring Lion. Here's what people are saying online. Fredman, an analyst, posted just minutes ago that Israel's success in degrading Hezbollah's leadership is crucial to the current scene. Hadley Gamble, a journalist, shared just now that the Israeli delegation conveyed their lack of interest in escalating talks with Lebanon and the U.S. Eli Afriat, an Israeli reporter, highlighted a Financial Times report that Iran used intelligence from a Chinese spy satellite to attack U.S. bases. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Walla reports that Battalion 603 has faced more than 200 rocket and drone attacks. Despite this, they've managed to destroy significant Hezbollah infrastructure. This intense confrontation underscores the tension in southern Lebanon and the broader implications for regional security. Turning to the U.S.-Iran conflict, the Jerusalem Post details Trump's comments on the nearing end of hostilities. Peace talks are set to resume on Thursday with hopes for a ceasefire. This development could shift the geopolitical landscape, affecting alliances and military strategies. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reflects on Lebanon's historical challenges in shaking off foreign influence. The current pressure from Iran echoes past struggles with Syria. Lebanon's path to independence remains fraught with obstacles, impacting its stability and relationship with neighboring countries. In related developments, Axios reports that direct talks between Israel and Lebanon are a result of Trump's push for de-escalation. This initiative could pave the way for reducing military tensions and fostering diplomatic solutions. Finally, I-24 News brings a solemn note with the death of IDF Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco. His passing is a reminder of the human cost of ongoing operations in Lebanon. The continued loss underscores the gravity of the conflict for both military personnel and their families. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTEC Prof, Yoav Shoham, a leading AI researcher, warns about the potential pitfalls of the AI boom. He discusses the hype and challenges facing artificial intelligence today. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that the stock market is breaking records. Trading volumes reached significant highs, with market players preparing for potential economic shifts. And finally, Walla Business explains why salary expectations may be unmet this month. Delays in tax bracket adjustments have affected take-home pay, impacting household budgets across Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News. On Wednesday, our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.